The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here for the next hour with Dr. Herb Slavin. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. I guess it's my turn to talk.
I guess so. Yes. You have all these things going through your mind about what you want to discuss, and so we'll get right to it.
Well, today is October 1st, and this is, I'm not sure who proclaimed it, Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
You weren't in on that meeting?
No. Okay. I must have been the people that sell mammograms. That's what I'm guessing. But, you know, I must have missed it, but when was Health Awareness Month?
Yes, you missed that one.
And that's what I thought we'd talk about today. I think the rest of the year really needs to be devoted to health awareness. And the problem with that is I don't think anybody even knows what health is.
Well, certainly the American population has been kind of disinformed about health. We've been told through all kinds of commercials that we see on television and advertisements and so on. And even in conversations with our doctors, we have been told to focus on, well, let's say, go for your annual exam. What takes place in an annual exam? Not a whole lot of health evaluation. All that's looking for is a disease or a symptom of disease.
I think, and because that's the direction or the approach that's taken by physicians, they've adopted the wrong definition of health, which is merely the absence of disease, and that's not correct.
That is certainly not health.
Yeah.
And all we have to do is look at the American population to determine for sure that this is not a healthy population.
So how do you know that it's not a healthy population? What's the tip off?
Okay, you look at how people walk. A lot of people are walking as though they are in pain. Then you look at the color of their skin. A lot of times their skin, it doesn't look vital. It has maybe a bit of a pasty look to it. I look at the color of their lips. Sometimes their lips are pale. I look at their eyes, and sometimes their eyes look irritated. So there are a lot of different little clues that I look at to see how someone might be doing from a health perspective. Then, of course, there's blood tests.
Maybe another way to look at it as well is, do you feel as good today as you did when you were 20 years old?
Better.
You feel better?
Yeah. Isn't okay. that amazing?
Well, no, that's good. You must have really been in...
Watch it. Just watch it. No, there but, were a I mean, lot of things out of balance when
sure.
I was 20.
Well, right.
And I didn't know better.
And But a lot of people, you know, say they felt better when they were younger, and part of the reason for that is you haven't lived long enough to accumulate a lot of toxins in your diet because it's, I mean, from your diet, it's, the diets are really poor in this country, and it's probably the number one reason why we don't do well or as well as we possibly could. How do I know that when people change their diet, they feel so much better? But so many people are reluctant to do that or too lazy to do that. It's hard to break habits. It's as simple as that.
Very, very hard to break habits. And particularly when you are bombarded with information that is telling you, eat this, try that, have this to drink, go out to this restaurant, all those kinds of distractions that do nothing to support good health.
I think the way to look at it is health is up to you, disease is up to the doctor.
Whoa.
And you go to the doctor, all right, he'll treat disease, but he's not helping you restore health. And that's the mindset I'm trying to put people in. In other words, to take personal responsibility for their health. When it comes to disease, the patient really doesn't know what to do at that point. All right, the doctor knows what he can do. And I specifically phrase it that way because he's limited in what he's going to do. He's going to give you drugs or recommend surgery if it's cancer, chemo, radiation. He's got treatments. That doesn't automatically mean the treatments are the best approach to take. But the reason I emphasize health and personal responsibility is you don't want to put your future in the hands of doctors. You want to keep yourself away from doctors and use doctors to check or evaluate just how good a job you're doing. And that should be the point.
I don't know that some of the doctors are aware of some of the blood tests that are possible to use to support and evaluate health. And, you know, what I'm talking about are all of the tests that AMT Centers does. They are truly an excellent way to evaluate your nutrition status, to evaluate a genetic issue. I mean, there's your heart and circulatory systems. So many different things have a very good answer in these forward-thinking tests. But these tests, for the most part, aren't necessarily done by mainstream practitioners. And I'm going to say, Dr. Slavin, don't you think that the doctors who are writing the prescriptions for the blood pressure drugs and the cholesterol drugs and the antidepressants and the sleep prescriptions, don't you think they're supporting health by doing that?
Oh, they do. Absolutely. And that's their purpose. That's their job description, is to write prescriptions. You know, I coined the term prescriptionists for doctors that constantly write prescriptions, but that's their training. Their training isn't in discussing lifestyle, discussing how you should eat, how you should exercise, how you should sleep, how you should avoid toxins in the environment. That's not their training. And if you think it is, you're going to miss out on an opportunity to try and preserve your health for a longer period of time. Now, we see a lot of patients, obviously, that come from other doctors, not to replace their doctor, but to fill in the areas that they're not addressing. As Janet just mentioned, all the different testing that can tell you what you need to do to improve your health outside of taking prescription medications, because the reason they don't do all those tests, there is no drug to address abnormalities with those tests. That's the problem, and that's why they don't do the test. They don't check homocysteines. There's not a drug to deal with homocysteine. They check cholesterol because they have a drug they can prescribe. They check blood sugar because they have a drug they can prescribe. They check your blood pressure because they have a drug they can prescribe, but they don't check your inflammatory markers because they don't have a drug to prescribe. And there is one. They use, you know, prednisone, for example, but that's only if you come in symptomatic and they with a serious problem. But there are a lot of inflammatory markers that'll show up abnormal before you become symptomatic.
I see a lot of people whose doctors have been kind of perplexed by the symptoms their patients have been presenting with, and that the answer is a prescription for prednisone. And what people may not be aware of is when they take that prescription for prednisone, certainly fluid retention and weight gain is an issue, as well as an increase in fasting blood sugar. So then if they are not very carefully weaned off the prednisone, then their blood sugar stays high, and sometimes they're prescribed a second drug. And then when their blood sugar stays high for a long enough period of time, their blood pressure follows. So what started out as an approach to minimize the inflammatory issues the patient was dealing with, now they have blood sugar lowering drug and a blood pressure lowering drug.
When prednisone is prescribed, it's needed to block that inflammatory process at that moment because that does a lot of damage. For example, there's a condition called temporal arteritis. That'll present painful. With like a headache on the side of your head. It's associated with blindness unless you get the inflammatory process under control. So you do that with prednisone, for example.
But you seen prednisone actually be totally effective with the temporal arteritis? Because I have seen people on increasing and increasing doses of prednisone, and still that inflammatory issue proceeds.
Well, the point I was getting at is you need to blunt that inflammatory process, hopefully, so you don't develop blindness from the condition. But it's not doing anything to address why did this happen in the first place. And that's the whole point we try to make. When you reach the point that you need a drug, you've ignored the problem for a long time, but it's not your fault because the doctors aren't checking for those things, the precursors for all these problems that develop. They just check for the appearance of the problem so they can give you the prednisone. They didn't look for the inflammatory markers that might have been elevated before the symptoms arose, when they could say, you know, there's a problem with your digestive tract. Maybe you're eating foods that are creating inflammation. We talked about one yesterday, carrageenan. That's been reported to be an inflammatory food or ingredient in some foods. Now, I'm not saying automatically avoid it. I don't know what Janet's position was on that as far as avoiding carrageenan or not. But the point is, for some people, it may be very inflammatory, so you have to be aware of that possibility and read the label. And if you see something there and you're having digestive problems, take that out. Now, that's something that until I had read that report, I wouldn't have paid that much attention to it, because when you read other reports about it, they say, oh, carrageenan and nothing to worry about. So, you know, so a lot of foods are like that. So how do you avoid all these health eat as naturally as possible. Get away from processed foods. You know, if you don't eat processed foods, you don't get carrageenan.
It's a very important thing for people to understand that don't necessarily jump on the latest food fad bandwagon. I hear music, and when we come back, I want to ask you, Dr. Slavin, about some of the different tests available at AMT centers that will give people an insight into the development of their symptoms. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back. At AMT centers, testing is designed to give you important information before symptoms of disease appear. You get the information needed to evaluate potential disease development. With cutting-edge labs such as Singulex, Innovative, Genova, Doctors Data, and many more, you'll receive definitive evaluations of health issues before problems arise. Learn more at amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email, with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and all kinds of good things in our discussion this morning, Dr. Slavin. And you were talking about the way that doctors kind of go wide of the mark in being able to identify for their patients something that's developing. They're not addressing that supportive, foundational, good health. They're just waiting for something to develop. That's what they're looking for.
It's not surprising if you understand their training. The training is in a hospital setting. So their first encounter with patients are ones that come into the hospital. So right off the bat, they're pretty sick. They're really not trained to see people who are walking around very functional with not too many complaints. I mean, the only complaint they may have is, oh, their blood pressure is high, so they give them a medication for that. Well, I'm willing to bet the majority of patients seen in a doctor's office as an outpatient are there for blood pressure control, blood sugar control, cholesterol control, and aches and pains, arthritis.
Headaches, insomnia,
right.
Depression.
And none of their training addresses those issues because you don't get hospitalized for those things unless it's way out of control. So if your diabetes is way out of control, yeah, you're in the hospital, but it's a whole different approach. If your blood pressure is out of control, yeah, you're hospitalized, but it's a whole different approach. They don't, so all they know from address these problems are the drugs that they've been indoctrinated to use to lower the blood pressure, lower the blood sugar, lower the cholesterol, or treat the pain associated with arthritis. And these are just some examples. They're not trained to ask the question, why is the person's blood pressure high? They were taught it's essential hypertension. We don't know the cause. Well, that's wrong. There are causes that need to be looked into. Why is their blood sugar off? I think we're learning more and more why the blood sugar is off. Adult onset diabetes, 90% of the cases of diabetes are non-insulin dependent diabetes. 10% are the ones that need insulin. And that's all self-inflicted with your diet, but they're not telling you about changing the diet. They're saying, take this pill. Then, let's see. So you have, and then you have the lipids, you have the high blood pressure, you have the cholesterol, even the arthritic aches and pains. They just give you a pill to address the pain instead of saying, your diet plays a major role in your aches and pains. And let's address that. Now, it's not going to make the pain go away overnight. It's a process. But you can definitely make a big difference in that. I've had patients in their 80s and 90s with no pains because they take care of themselves. And yet other people say, well, that's normal to have aches and pains when you get older.
Isn't that a terrible thing for someone to say that's normal just because so many people experience it?
But isn't that what the doctors say?
For sure.
Now, in the context of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, when a woman complains of breast tenderness before her period, the doctor says that's normal.
Wrong.
Yeah, it's common, but it's not normal. It's an indication of estrogen dominance, and that's the condition that leads to breast cancer. Not overnight, but 20 years of a persistently elevated estrogen compared to your progesterone levels, and that increases the risk of breast cancer. That overstimulation of the breast tissue, that's why you have pain. Is one of the markers for that condition or that risk. And the doctors are just saying to the women, it's normal. Now, if they would address that, in other words, check hormone levels, which they never do, they would see the estrogen levels are high, the progesterone levels are low. One of the reasons is that when a woman's under stress, she shifts her production of hormones away from progesterone toward the stress hormones like cortisol. So if they would check that, they could prescribe progesterone to restore the balance.
But they need to know about bioidentical progesterone. Right. And unfortunately, when they write prescriptions, they don't do that.
But here's the other benefit of doing that, is then you lower the risk of fibroids. Now, that's a very common condition, also brought about by estrogen dominance. The doctors are ignoring that problem because...
It's a big money maker?
Yeah. Taking out the uterus to address fibroids is money in their pocket. Why would they want to prevent the ways to make money? Now, I was listening to the news today. There was a commercial about a benefit at Yankee Stadium, I think they said, about curing cancer or something like that. Now, I'm thinking to myself, if you have a multi-billion dollar industry, where do the billions of dollars go if you cure cancer? Prevent cancer. And then when you said that, this is a speculation on my part, has a disease ever been created to make money?
Yes, it has. And I was just about to say the whole cholesterol thing is very much to make money. Those cholesterol lowering drugs, the statin class of drugs, billions of dollars brought into the makers of those prescription drugs. So many office visits and tests and fear mongering among the medical community for what purpose? We're going to lower your cholesterol because if you don't lower your cholesterol, you're going to have a heart attack. You're going to have a stroke. But look at all the people having heart attacks and strokes, and they're on a long, long list of medications. So, yes,
the good news was created. When they're taking the statin drug, they don't remember their stroke or heart attack.
Very, very true. Their immune systems are lowered. The incidence of different types, particularly hormonally driven cancers in both men and women, that risk rises with the use of statin drugs.
And why does Janet say that? Because if you read the full studies associated with elevated cholesterol in any population, they see the risk of heart attacks or the incidence of heart attacks basically the same in both groups. Whether you have high cholesterol or low cholesterol, they haven't been able to draw a direct correlation with heart attacks and high cholesterol. They just, when they came out with that statement, though, they just failed to report the other half of the story.
Right.
That half the people who get heart attacks have normal cholesterols. That's not the problem. Now, Linus Pauling may have hit on the cause when he said that heart disease is a form of what we call chronic scurvy.
Right.
And what that means is it's a deficiency of vitamin C, not enough to cause overt scurvy, but enough to create weakness in the blood vessels that then allows damage to be done when the heart pumps and the blood vessels stretch because they're weakened because of lack of collagen, which is... vitamin C is necessary to produce. Then the body starts its process of putting down plaque to prevent it, to cover up the injury.
The inflammation.
And one thing leads to another. Now, why do I think he was onto something? Because when he applied to the National Institute of Health for a grant to do a study, on two occasions he applied, they rejected it both times. Now, why would they reject something that might prove to be a excellent treatment for coronary artery disease and also prevention and reversal of coronary artery disease?
And that whole picture is repeated any number of different times. And I'm going to refer to the whole picture with using mercury as the so-called silver fillings in your mouth. The whole dental community has for years rejected the information that using that mercury in your mouth is perfectly safe. However, we know that there is no safe level of mercury in the human body, and we do know that there is delivery of the mercury coming out of those silver fillings into the tissues of the body. There are so many different examples all down the line. My basic reply with regard to heart disease is, those statin drugs were introduced into the marketplace in the early 1990s. Blood pressure drugs introduced into the marketplace 25, 30 years before that. And what is the number one killer of Americans, despite those millions and millions of prescriptions for blood pressure drugs and cholesterol drugs? The number one killer: cardiovascular disease, that has not changed despite all of those prescriptions.
But they made a lot of money in the process, and that's what they're interested in. Mainstream medicine is an arm of the pharmaceutical industry, and that was made sure by Rockefeller and Carnegie when they dispatched Abraham Flexner to all the medical schools to change their curriculum to prescribe drugs to treat symptoms. Prior to that, doctors were a little more scientific, I think, in their approach to disease, because a logical approach would be, if someone complains of a problem, you think, okay, what's causing the problem? But they changed all that way of thinking, and they don't care what causes the problem anymore. Here's the treatment for that problem. Let's just cover up the problem, make the problem go away with a cover-up, as opposed to make the problem go away by removing the underlying cause. The analogy to that is in your car, when the red light on your dashboard lights up, indicating there's something wrong with the engine, and you make the red light go away by cutting the wire to the red light. Yeah, the red light's gone, but do you really think the problem's gone away? Well, that's what drugs do to people. They make the symptom go away. The symptom is your body's way of telling you there's something wrong, but they block that symptom with a drug. The problem is still there, undermining your health, but that's okay, because down the road you'll need more drugs because it's going to continue to progress.
I have another quarrel with our mainstream medical approach, and it is that when someone discusses with a doctor a symptom that they're having and there is no support in a blood test for that person to have that symptom, the doctor denies the validity of the conversation from the patient and very often recommends an antidepressant drug. I can't tell you how many times I've seen that. And our medical community is very, very wide of the mark of supporting health. And when we come back, Dr. Slavin, let's give our listeners some positive information about the proper ways to begin supporting their good health. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. When we come back, some really good ideas on ways to begin changing your life. Stay tuned.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And before we get back to our discussion, a couple of announcements and an offer. Dr. Slavin began the show today talking about it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and he wanted to know where Health Awareness Month was, and he missed that one. So what I'm offering is a method for focusing on lymphatic drainage for those women who may be experiencing breast tenderness before their periods every month. And this was something that I learned from a massage therapist at the Annie Appleseed meeting. And so if you come into Greenlands tomorrow morning, I'll be at Greenlands in Delray from 11 to 2, and I will show you this lymphatic drainage technique. It's very simple, very easy to do. You can do it in less than a minute, and it is dramatically beneficial to keep the lymphatic fluid moving in your chest and underarms. That network of that lymph system in your chest and underarms, very, very important. So come into Greenlands tomorrow. That's Friday, and I'll be there from 11 to 2. Then on Saturday, if you come to the VIP Pilates, the grand opening, I will be there on Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30, and I will show you that lymphatic drainage technique. And if you want to know about the location of either one of those places, the VIP Pilates studio, it's on North Federal Highway in Boca. You can call 917-886-3207 to find out about their grand opening on Saturday. And Greenlands, if you want to find out where Greenlands is, 561-921-4238. And Greenlands is doing a whole big presentation of extra special savings for the month of October. So you need to connect with them to find out about the breast cancer awareness approaches that they're using.
And Janet, we have a special guest tomorrow, don't we?
Oh, I forgot about that, Dr. Slavin. How could I do that? Yes, Dr. Sherry Rogers. She was with us last Friday, and as usual, full of incredibly important information. She'll be talking about her book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And if your cardiologist is checking your cholesterol and increasing and increasing and increasing your cholesterol-lowering drug dose, maybe your cardiologist could possibly be killing you. I'm just saying.
And I have to make a correction. I made a mistake yesterday.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often.
I know.
In fact, this
might be a first.
I think it is.
Okay.
We were talking about breast cancer and whether or not the treatments are really effective, because most of the time, every one of those patients or women that die from breast cancer are under treatment. So, but by definition, if you're under treatment and you die from the disease you're being treated for, treatment didn't work. I would say that would be an accurate statement, right?
Might come to that conclusion.
So, what I miss the mistake I made was I said that Joan Collins had died. It was her sister, Jackie Collins.
Right. And so Joan Collins is in her mid-80s, and Jackie Collins was in her 70s. So it was Joan Collins'
younger sister,
the novelist. Right.
So okay. Not a big mistake. I had the initials right, J. But it's just a shame that people don't put more emphasis. You know, we talked about it. We would do a series maybe if I knew I was going to get cancer, what would I have done differently?
If we can figure out a way to shorten that title, it's the book that we need to write, Dr.
In other words, I mean, as we get older, the risks for all these illnesses increase. But you can lower those risks if you take steps when you're younger. But unfortunately, when we're younger, we really don't pay attention to keeping ourselves healthy because we don't see the need. And then when the need arises, when we do feel sick, you've ignored the problem for 20 years or longer, and it becomes very difficult to unravel all those years in a short period of time. How do you unravel the damage you've done to your body over a lifetime when the diagnosis of cancer is made and you've got to, you know, work fast to correct the problem?
Okay. All of the detoxification approaches that you and I are going to share now with our listeners, that's one of the ways to begin the approach to achieving health.
And the number one method of detoxification, I think that everybody is probably deficient in, and I'm not going to say everybody because I know people are going to say not me, is drinking enough water every day.
Okay, I'm going to follow that one up with getting enough sleep every evening.
So we have to actually think of water and sleep as other forms of nutrition for the body. If we think of it that way, I think it'll increase its importance, just as exercise is a form of nutrition for the body. Nutrition doesn't always come in the form of food.
Okay, so the water to actually enhance how your tissues are able to take in nutrients and get rid of debris, and then from the very, very much bigger perspective, how your body is able to get rid of debris through your urinary tract and your colon. The sleep part, I read something this past week that I thought was very appropriate, and it talked about sleep being able, what happens when you sleep is your brain shrinks a little bit, and that you are able to detoxify so that there is literally how they characterized it in this article was washing your brain. And you're not necessarily able to do that if you're using prescription drugs to achieve sleep. There are a lot of natural substances that you can use to enhance sleep. One of the best ones, in my opinion, because it aids both elimination from your body and on a cellular level, as well as supporting sleep, is magnesium. And unfortunately, far too many people are deficient in magnesium.
Well, I think another approach is listening to music in the 5 to 8 hertz category. And we did a show on that on Tuesday. And just a reminder, we archive these programs at naturaldocradio.com. So you can listen, go back and listen to it. We had Dr. Len Horowitz on. He was talking about that. That particular frequency promotes health in people. Also promotes relaxation, repair, sleep, and the interesting thing was when I went on Amazon to look for other books that discuss this particular frequency and what it's meant with regard to health and, in fact, human civilization, because it's been known for thousands of years. They just didn't necessarily have a name for it. People have written their own critiques when they've read the book and started implementing the advice in the book as far as like listening to music. They said they've slept better. And as Janet just mentioned, sleeping better is very important for health. You can listen to that type of music free of charge with Pandora. I've also noticed if you go to YouTube and you do a search, you say 528 hertz, HZ, music will come up there. And I have to tell you, very relaxing melodies. It's not a kind of music that you're going to whistle the you know, the theme song of something. You know, just very soothing, very relaxing, and just something you could add. Play it in the background when you sleep.
One of the people that I'm speaking with about arranging an interview here on Natural Doc Radio is Carl Germano, and he is very well known in the natural health industry for all of the different research and products that he's been instrumental in bringing into people's awareness. And what he's working on now is cannabidiol, so CBD oil. And the CBD is an extract from hemp. It is not any of the psychoactive substances that are found in marijuana, but it has a molecular relationship to some of those things. And so he'll be very much able to provide information about the relaxation, the detoxification, and the sleep-enhancing approaches. Stuart Tomk is another person that I've been speaking to about the benefits, the neuroendocrine system that is enhanced and supported when you're using the CBD oil. So there are just so many different natural ways to support health. Number one, by starting with a detoxification. Now, one of my favorites, Dr. Slavin, is chelation therapy. There are very few ways to get toxic metals out of your body. You can use a far infrared sauna. You can do chelation therapy. There are certain substances, and I'm going to say cilantro, that might help to a certain extent, but it's a very, very slow process. Chelation therapy gets the job done. I'm going to say this might seem like very lengthy to some of our listeners. 6 months of one time a week chelation therapy, you're getting a pretty good start on detoxification.
Well, you know, actually, the protocol that was designed by ACAM, the American College for Advancement of Medicine, and this was designed after much study and review of what was happening, because all the bad press regarding chelation was directed at the way it was done before this protocol was designed, because at that time, they were actually using too big a dosage and too quickly to remove the heavy metals from a person.
Because you don't feel well when that is going on.
Well, and you could damage the kidneys, and that's what the articles would say. But that's been changed. So what they've done is lowered the dosage and slowed the process down so there is no damage to the kidneys, because that's how we're taking the heavy metals out of the body. And the protocol says initially about 30 treatments for most people. So if you do it once a week, 30 weeks. And then after that, once a month as a maintenance. We've had people coming here for chelation for, 10, 15 years already on maintenance. And I guess it's keeping them alive and keeping them healthy. But I have to emphasize, you have to do other things. You just can't just do chelation and ignore your eating habits, ignore all the other risk factors for health. But it's definitely an important.
I just want to remind everyone, make sure you tune in tomorrow, because our very special guest, Dr. Sherry Rogers, will be with us discussing her books, her newsletters, which are fabulous, fabulous information-filled newsletters. She'll be talking tomorrow. Is your cardiologist killing you? And stay tuned for more information here on Natural Doc Radio. We'll be right back. Have your lab work done at AMT Centers. That gives you the opportunity for a nutritional evaluation of your lab test results. Florida licensed nutritionist Janet Cimarelli can offer a review of your lab results with suggestions for dietary and supplemental support to balance your blood test results. For more information, visit amtcenters.com
or call 754-216-2332.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. A reminder that Dr. Sherry Rogers is going to be with us tomorrow. I'm going to be at Greenlands from 11 to 2. So if you want to find out about that lymph drainage exercise, it only takes a minute. I learned it at the Annie Appleseed meeting and from a massage therapist who had used it very successfully with some of her patients dealing with breast issues, particularly breast tenderness due to hormone imbalance. And I'll demonstrate that same lymph drainage at the VIP Pilates Boca special grand opening, and that happening on Saturday, October 3rd. I'll be there from 10:30 to 11:30. The grand opening celebration lasts from 9:30 to 12:30. I'll be there for part of it. If you want to find out where VIP Pilates is, 917-886-3207. It's North Federal Highway, north of Glades Road, next to Boca Kitchens and Bath. Dr. Slavin.
And Janet, as we mentioned earlier, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we have specials on thermography for women.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, this month.
So many women need to know about that.
Well, they need to know. They also need to know that mammograms are a total waste of time. In fact, they're dangerous. They don't really pick up the, it's not early detection as they, you've been told. They, you know, they're told early detection.
It's not prevention.
And it's not prevention and it's not even early detection. By the time it's a mammogram late. Picks up something, it's late. And that may be the reason why study after study shows that using mammogram as a screening technique does not lower the incidence of death from breast cancer. In other words, you're finding all these women with breast cancer, but the death rate is still the same, the women getting mammograms every year versus the women not getting any mammograms. Didn't make a difference. That's the problem. Thermography makes a difference because, number one, we identify women at risk of developing breast cancer before they do, and we correct the underlying causes, and therefore we're lowering their risk of developing breast cancer. Plus, because it's being done in a doctor's office, you know, we adhere to higher standards, number one. And number two, if we do find something that requires further evaluation, you know, we can send a woman over for an MRI of the breast or recommend that, and, you know, they can get that. Because your mammograms don't tell the whole story. In fact, it's a tacit admission when they came out with the 3D digital mammogram. They came out with that because, you know, they realized mammograms are not a good study. They had to improve upon it. But the best study as of now is still the MRI. Because there's no radiation and no compression. So, again, if you call the office, the Institute of Advanced Medicine, 954-748-4991, 954-748-4991. Yeah, if you want to get a thermography or you just ask questions about it, they'll be able to answer you.
Very important information. I have a question for you, Dr. Slavin. What do you think of coenzyme Q10, particularly ubiquinol, as an important addition to someone's supplement regimen? And, yeah, what do you think of it?
Well, I think it's definitely important. And we test for it, too, routinely. In our office, when a patient comes in for evaluation, that's included in our testing panel, and we see that most people you know, well, it's hard to say, but a lot of people are below the range that's given on a test. Ideally, we want to see people above the range. It means they're taking adequate amounts. And an adequate amount of coenzyme Q10 is about 100 milligrams twice a day for starters.
Very important. And I think that a lot of people think it's just CoQ10 for your heart. But I think as a support to overall cellular function, it's very important for your immune system by raising your oxygen level.
But here's another reason for testing your CoQ10 levels, especially if you're taking something, because there are so many brands out there, so many formulations. Are they all the same? Clearly not. And which one is better? Who knows? If you do the test, you'll be able to at least evaluate if what you're taking is doing the job that you expect it to do.
And the other one that's very, very, very well known is vitamin D. You need to know what your vitamin D level is.
Same thing there. Test your levels. So many different vitamin Ds out there. I can tell you right off the bat, now, taking less than 5,000 units of vitamin D a day is not going to raise your levels to the optimum amount, although your doctor may say you're in range now, you're fine. Optimal is around 80, the range being 30 to 100. So getting up around 80 is where you want to be. And from my observations, people need to take at least 5,000 units a day, frequently 10,000 units a day, occasionally 15,000 units a day to get up to that level. And then you may need a slightly smaller dose to maintain it, but at least to reach that level. And why do you want to do that? Because people with the lower levels of vitamin D seem to be more susceptible to cancer like breast cancer, prostate cancer, lung cancer, colon cancer, and the cold, the flu, multiple sclerosis. Even now they're associating low levels of vitamin D with insulin resistance. So it's an important nutrient, and some people even consider vitamin D to be a hormone as opposed to a vitamin.
Right.
After all, it is derived from cholesterol. So just think what happens to your vitamin D levels when you take statin drugs to lower your cholesterol levels.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
And on top of that, they don't take the CoQ10 to make up for the deficiency statins do with regard to CoQ10. So now you're taking a statin drug, you're lowering your cholesterol levels. It's having a negative impact on vitamin D and CoQ10. And then it shouldn't come as a surprise that people get sick when they take statin drugs.
So the whole profile of fat-soluble nutrients that people have been kind of warned away from by their doctors because they are told that they have a very great potential for creating liver toxicity because these nutrients are going to accumulate not properly metabolized in their bodies. And I'm talking also about vitamin E. And there's one particular vitamin E I know that you use in your practice, Dr. Slavin.
Unique. The reason I like that one, the company started out with one product. This was their Unique E, vitamin E. Not just the D-alpha tocopherol, it was a D-alpha tocopherol with the mixed tocopherol, so it was a complete E. And now they branched out a little bit more because now they're offering the tocotrienols, the other half of the vitamin E story.
Those tocotrienols being very, very specifically helpful with regard to supporting your immune system and particularly immune threats that may be associated with hormonal imbalances.
And talking about taking high dosages of vitamin E and other fat-soluble vitamins, I remember talking to the owner of the company who was since passed away, but he was old.
Very old,
yeah.
Elderly man.
And he would take the vitamin E that he sold, 400 units, and he would take six of those a day.
For years and years and years,
yeah.
I used three a day of
right.
The Unique E.
Yeah.
Fabulous, fabulous, yeah, fabulous
so he would take
formulations.
Six a day. You know, no negative side effects, and yet mainstream medicine keeps wanting to denigrate, well, not just vitamin E, but all the nutrients, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin D. What would they say? Take 40 units a day? You know, it's just you have to, you know, do the research yourself and take these things yourself, but don't take it blindly. Do the testing just to get the feedback you need to see if things are working for you. Because a lot of times when someone says something isn't working, it's not because it isn't working. You're not taking a big enough dosages, or it's you're not raising your levels up to the optimum part. A point.
Quality.
Now that reminds me, a patient comes in and says, "A doctor told them we're prescribing too much progesterone." Well, you can't evaluate your level of progesterone in the body based on the dosage you take. I mean, that's the whole point. One person, for example, I have progesterone prescribed to women from 100 milligrams up to 400 milligrams a day. And you base the amount on a couple of things, their response to the dosage, as well as how well they're absorbing it. And it's given many different ways, orally, through transdermally, through the skin. And you can do it with sublingually, a lot of ways to do it. But the point is you need to measure it to know what the appropriate dosage is. You just can't make a blanket statement. That's too much.
Do not use progestin full of very, very negative side effects using a synthetic progesterone. You've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. We've been talking this morning with Dr. Herb Slavin. Keep in mind, Sherry Rogers will be joining us tomorrow. Lots great things to come here on Natural Doc Radio. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio. Brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time. And get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.